Welcome to your morning news of note, your source for the latest headlines. I'm your host. Let's dive into the highlights for the Marine Expeditionary Force. In the news, the Kremlin has stated that the delivery of U.S. long-range missiles to Ukraine will not alter the outcome of the conflict, but will pose further challenges for Ukraine. Meanwhile, Russia vetoed a UN resolution proposing a ban on nuclear weapons in outer space, amidst concerns of Moscow developing such capabilities. French President Macron advocates for a stronger, independent European Union to counter Russia and avoid being a strategic vassal to the United States. Also, Sweden plans to deploy troops to Latvia as part of NATO's presence in the Baltic region. In Africa, the U.S. is negotiating an orderly withdrawal of troops from Niger as Russia increases its presence in the region. Additionally, the U.S. is fostering business partnerships with Kenya, focusing on trade and investment cooperation. Closer to home, two Marines tragically lost their lives in separate incidents within a week. Sergeant Colin Arslanbuz died in a parachuting accident during training at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. The 24th Marine Expeditionary Unit paused training to mourn his loss. The Navy is now authorizing combat awards for Red Sea operations, while a mortar attack in Gaza underscores the risks faced by U.S. forces in the region. Hamas has expressed willingness to lay down arms and transition into a political party if an independent Palestinian state is established along pre-1967 borders. U.S. Secretary of State Blinken met his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi in Beijing to discuss various pressing issues, including tensions over China's support for Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Overall, it's been a busy day of news, touching on international relations, military deployments, and diplomatic engagements. Remember, for more details and stories, check out the morning news email for links and further information. Thank you for tuning in to your morning news of note. Stay informed and have a great day.